This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Continuing Safety Problems with New WIP Shaft. Recent monthly reports by the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board relate disturbing stories about near-miss operational incidents in the fifth shaft under construction at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP. The underground federal radioactive waste disposal site is located 2,150 feet below ground surface in a salt formation almost 30 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The board has reported broken cables, misaligned transport platforms for workers to reach the underground, and workers stuck in the new shaft. On November 20, 2023, the third incident in that month occurred when a basket for transporting materials fell 2,150 feet down the new shaft. SIMCO, the management and operating contractor at WIP, issued a formal stop work order to Harrison Western Shaft Sinkers JV LLC, the subcontractor. Preliminary findings indicate the subcontractor did not implement formal controls for hoisting and rigging activities and allowed informal operator actions to take their place. The shaft sinkers hired a safety culture expert to make improvements to the operating practices and procedures. For most of January 2024, construction work did not occur. Working under a partial and limited authorization, a work crew was threatened again. Approximately 900 feet of a line used for blasting in the shaft fell past them and landed on an unattended steelwork structure below. The work crew was under a metal overhead cover. No injuries were reported. On January 23, 2024, two miners in a man cage were descending the shaft when it stopped at 1,500 feet below ground surface. The hoisting brake system became engaged and stopped. Within 30 minutes, the cage was lowered to the underground mine. The hoisting brake system is comprised of four safety-significant components included in the Department of Energy's document safety analysis, and for that reason must be reported to DOE's Occurrence Reporting and Processing System, or ORPS. Because food, water, and an escape route were provided, SIMCO argued that it was not required to make an ORPS report. The board's staff considers a loss of hoist control to be an unsafe condition that should have been reported. WIP's design had never included a fifth shaft, and there was strong public opposition to the new shaft, which is costing at least $288 million and won't be operational for at least two more years. The new shaft problems continue, as reported in the board's monthly reports. To learn more and to keep an eye on what is happening at WIP, download the board's monthly reports at dnfsb.gov/documents/reports. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.